And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, I want to just let everybody know that you're on the program, Mr. Bozell, to also give them a warning about this. Is that right?
Well, it did take me by surprise, and I want people out there to understand, if they are visiting this area, the Los Angeles area, that it could happen. And it did certainly take the wind out of my sails, Phil, because I am a fan.
All right, we're talking with Mr. Bozell. He was at City Walk, a place called City Walk. I think most cities have a City Walk, and this is a Universal City Walk near the Universal Studios. Now, you were out having something to eat, and you were approached by the Jay Leno, the Tonight Show crew, right?
We were shopping, yes, and I'm a big fan of the show, and my son said that he saw Jay Leno, and he was asking questions, which, because I'm a fan, it makes the situation, I guess, all the more emotionally wrenching.
So did your son want you to talk to them, or were you approached by a production assistant?
I was asked if I wanted to answer some questions to be on the show, and I was a little bit nervous, but my kids wanted me to. I was excited about meeting Mr. Leno.
Did you get the name of the guy who talked to you from the Leno show?
Yes, sir. His name is Blake Richmond. He was found out later. He's a production assistant on Tonight Show.
And then they asked you some questions. Jay asked you some questions for his show, right?
Yes, sir. It's part of a segment that they call Jaywalking, where they ask people questions and they assume you're supposed to have the answer. And they don't, of course, take into consideration that you are nervous and you are, you know, there with your fan. And, of course, I'm talking with Jay Leno, and I was very nervous. My kids had sort of pushed me into it. And, you know, there's kind of an inference there. If I don't do it, then they wouldn't think I'm much of a man, or I'm a baby or something. So,
so Leno asked you some questions, right?
Yes, sir. And because I was nervous, you know, they asked him fast, and you know, you don't know that it's jaywalking, which is a segment designed to make people look, I think, a little stupid. And anyway, he asked.
Let me ask you this. What were the questions he asked you? I know what the jaywalking segment is, where he asks people questions and they're supposed to know the answer.
Yeah, and so he asked me, who's the Vice President of the United States?
And you did not get that right?
Well, I misspoke because I was nervous, and they put it in the show and everything.
What did you say?
Well, I misspoke. I said Al Gore, you know, and...
All right, now, so Jay, he says something like, you think it's Al Gore, so doesn't he give you more time to answer the question?
Well, he does, but I want to say, you know, I admire Jay Leno, but you have to understand something. I don't know how many people have actually met him. He is an unusual-looking man. He's a nice man, but he's unusual-looking, and it takes you by surprise. And he said, you know, who's the Vice President? And I said Al Gore, but that's only because I was looking at him. And then he asked me, which direction Mexico was. Is it north or south? And I said it's north. And the reason why I said that is because, and I told Mr. Leno, it depends on which way you're facing in relation to the map. If I'm looking at where Mexico is, then it's, you know, it's technically to the north. But he completely disregarded this and did not include that in the segment.
Well, you were aware that when you said this, you were wrong about Mexico, right? And you were wrong about the Vice President of the U.S. being Al Gore.
Well, I said to my attorney that they unexpectedly ask you questions, and Mr. Leno himself is an unusual-looking man, which takes your mind off of what you're supposed to say. So they try and trick you, and then they put it out on the television, you know.
All right, were you aware that it was going to be on that night? When was this?
It was 2 weeks ago on Friday night, so it would be two Fridays ago.
Two Fridays ago?
Yes, sir.
All right, so did you know that it was going to be on that night?
I did not know, no. And the following morning, which would have been Saturday morning, I was leaving my residence, and that's when Mr. Hutchins, who's named in the affidavits, said, and I'm quoting from the notes that I took, he said, hey, Steve, what's your first name? And I was a little bit stunned, and he said that he saw us on TV last night. And I was stunned for a moment, and I continue to be stunned. And then he told me that I was on TV with Jay Leno, and he was asking the question about Vice President where Mexico was, and it was not edited, and it was right there to basically humiliate me. And I asked Mr. Hutchins if I said the Vice President was Al Gore, if that's the clip they used, and he said yes, and that he and his family thought it was funny. And
You say you had a physical reaction to all of this, that you want to sue for physical damages as well?
Well, yes, sir, because I began feeling lightheaded. I went back into the house. I sat down. I almost broke down because, obviously, you're humiliated in front of millions of people, and that's when I called my attorney.
All right. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show, ladies and gentlemen. This gentleman that I'm speaking with was encountering Jay Leno and the Tonight Show crew on that jaywalking segment. I don't know how many of you see it, but they ask a simple question to see how many people actually know the answer, and it's sometimes very surprising how many people don't know the answer.
Well, Mr. Henry, while you're saying that...
Let me give our phone number, Mr. Bozell, and I can give you all the time that you need. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, because I need people to know you are going to... you're considering litigating, filing a lawsuit against the Tonight Show production company and NBC... for putting you on the jaywalking segment, and I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that.
Well, I think this, you know, it's going to open up some floodgates. I think people have been made to look stupid. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Now, you are asked by Jay Leno at the City Walk, "Who's the Vice President of the United States?" You say Al Gore. "Where's Mexico, North or South?" You say it's North. They put this on. And your neighbor the next day is laughing at you, and you decide to call your attorney. Why?
Well, why did I call my attorney?
Yes.
Well, I don't think a large corporation like NBC should be allowed to twist a man's words and cut everything up so you look, you know, like you're dumb and you don't know anything.
But you didn't answer the questions right. You know who the vice president is, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, who is it?
It's Dick Cheney. You know,
well, why didn't you say that?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm not a, you know, I work for a living. Okay, I want to get that out of the way. I work for a living. I'm not a Harvard graduate. I work for a living. And then they ask questions that an average man is going to have a hard time answering, and then they show it on TV, and you look like you're the biggest fool that ever was. And my daughter making jokes about how Daddy looks as dumb as Elmer Fudd, because she watches the Elmer Fudd cartoon programs. And so our lawsuit will allege that Jay Leno intentionally mocked me in front of everyone and systematically conspired to deprive me of my right not to be humiliated. And additionally, members of their crew, their production team, took my words and then kept them in and didn't edit them out so I wouldn't look stupid. And
how much are you, let me ask you, I guess we'll get right down to the brass tacks here. How much are you asking for in the suit?
Well, I can't comment on that. I can tell you it's in the high six figures.
The high six figures.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Mr. Bozell, is this not, sir, a frivolous lawsuit?
No, sir, it is not.
Is it not a frivolous lawsuit to say that a comedy segment that puts you on television, that you signed a release, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I signed a release, but I didn't know that, again, they blindside you. They say, do you want to be talking to Jay Leno? And anybody would say yes if you're a fan. Then you see Jay Leno. He's very unusual looking. You've
said this a few times. What do you mean unusual looking? Because he has the big jaw?
Well, you're looking at him, and it'll take you off of what you want to say, you know. And I think that's the number one thing that I want to point out. And
But this is a frivolous lawsuit that takes up...
No, sir, it is not. Let me set you straight on that. I have never heard of a man who basically, symbolically, has had his pants pulled down and his underwear pulled down by a major corporation who, like NBC, and then they run away and they laugh, and then the man is left to fit symbolically shuffle to his car, where that man doesn't feel like his rights were at least attacked and that he does not have the right to sue.
When you say your pants were symbolically pulled down in front of everybody, what we're saying is a joke was pulled on you, and if you're a fan of the show, you must know that jaywalking sometimes makes people look very uneducated.
Yeah, sir, I do, but I never thought they would do it to me. Why would they do it to me is the question I'm asking, and that's what I'm asking everybody. And when I'm a fan of the show, and also the fact that Mr. Leno is unusual looking, and I want to say now to everyone who is listening to your broadcasting, who are listening right now, these television shows ask you questions, who is the president, what's the name of the planet you live on, and everything else you're supposed to get right. And yet, if you get it wrong, they delight in putting you on television and holding you up to ridicule until you feel as if you are a woman who just had her bra ripped off and everything. And I mean, that's how it feels And so now I know how women feel who've been violated feel.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Diana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead.
You know how women who have had their bras ripped off feel?
Yes, ma'am, because this is a violation of me.
Did you sign a waiver?
I believe Mr. Hendry already asked me that.
And what was your comment?
What I said on the radio, weren't you listening?
Obviously,
no,
the lady
because
didn't
I was,
hear it,
I
okay.
was calling in and I was being interviewed myself, so I didn't hear your comment when he
I said, yes, I signed a waiver, but not to be made to look like a jackass.
Well...
So in other words, they don't give you a waiver. It says, do you want to look like a jackass or do you want to be humiliated?
Well, I think you humiliated yourself. I don't think they humiliated you.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Are you a telephone operator?
No, I'm not.
Because you... And you sound like that lady on movie phone, I'll tell you that.
All right, well, the lady has a very deliberate way of speaking.
Well, I feel like I'm being grilled by... Are you a police officer?
No, I'm just a citizen that... I'm just a citizen of the United States that heard you and thought how frivolous and how absurd, you know...
Wait a minute.
What...
How come Jay Leno is allowed to ask me a question... That, okay, yes, I should have known the answer, and I should have given the answer, but he doesn't want you to give the answer anyway. He wants you to be dumb, which I'm not. I own my own business. I have built my whole life up, only to have this guy with his unusual head and everything making me look...
Well, I don't know why it's everyone else's fault.
I'm not blaming everybody else. I'm blaming the NBC Broadcasting Company. And the Tonight Show broadcast.
Well, you say that he wants you to look ignorant, you know.
Well,
he asked you a couple questions. He's got a program going there. It's cute. It's clever. You know, I just think you're making
Are you in the entertainment business, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
Well,
why do you keep asking me about me?
I want to know
this
what
your
motives are.
This has nothing to do with me.
What are your motives?
The lady's trying to get information.
Well, I've given all the information that I can give. And she has a very deliberate speaking voice. It sounds like she does all those recordings for movie phone or something like that.
No, I do no recordings for anyone. I'm just an individual that happened to hear you and think that you're just going a little bit overboard. And if you feel ridiculous over some little thing like that, I think you have some issues that you might want to deal with.
I think if you think that that's frivolous, what if somebody came up to you in a public place, yanked your shorts down and ran?
You know,
I could say to you, oh, well, why don't you laugh it off?
It's not even the same thing. It's so completely different.
How's it different?
Well,
one
thing, he didn't personally touch you or take anything. He didn't remove anything off of your body.
He stripped me of a certain level of dignity.
And then you signed a waiver saying that it was all right if he aired it.
Ma'am, if I said to you, would you sign this waiver so that I can pull your pants down,
I would not sign the
exactly.
waiver.
And I wouldn't sign a waiver that says, sir, would you sign this waiver so that we can make you look like a total jackass on television? No, of course I wouldn't sign that.
Well, I mean, look, when the guy asks you who's the vice president of the United States and where is Mexico, north or south, the purpose of that jaywalking segment is to show how little we know of our world outside of our own little lives, you know.
So you're calling me, see? Now you're calling me puny-minded. So you're also insulting me.
But the point is, man, you didn't answer the question right.
Ma'am, could I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Shouldn't you be getting back to your job, you know, answering phones for the movie theater?
Okay, look, man, you know...
Well, you know,
the
two of you are ganging up on me.
All right, look, Diana, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. The jaywalking segment on The Tonight Show, pretty funny. Jay asks, you know, questions like, who's the vice president? A lot of people don't know, and so he'll show you sort of how ignorant we are. This gentleman got caught in that web a couple of Friday nights ago at City Walk. The segment was shown. He feels he was ridiculed. He feels he was humiliated. He feels that he was ambushed. One of the things he's saying is, until you see Jay Leno up close, you don't know how unusual looking he is and how that can throw you off. 1-800-449-8686. He's suing. for a high six-figure amount. We'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, I understand this has been emotionally wrenching for you. You're a Jay Leno fan, and I know that you have sought psychiatric care as well. Now, are you suing for that as well?
Well, there's been physical impairment, Mr. Hendry. Not physical impairment, because I don't want it to sound like I'm simply saying, and I'm not trying to say nothing about, you know, I've had some medical bills, but the point that I'm making, and this is very, and my attorney is Dolores Blazingame in Riverside, California, and she has told me that this is a very groundbreaking area of the law, which is, how come they can get you on television and make you feel like it's going to be really great to be on TV, and they're always showing how great TV is, and then when they get you on TV, they do the TV equivalent. It's like a high-tech pantsing. I mean, it's you heard Clarence Thomas talk about a high-tech lynching. This is not a high-tech lynching. I wouldn't put it in that category, but it's like a high-tech pants job, you know, where they pants you in on TV, and it's got to stop, and it's just got to stop. And that's why I'm trying to warn people, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Greg, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Are you suing them because you feel like he humiliated you?
Well, and they misled me into thinking that being on TV, you'd look, you know, important and everything. And then they put you on TV and they ask you a question, and they go, oh, you know, you're supposed to know the answer to that. Well, who says? Okay, that's another thing. Who says I'm supposed to know the answer to that? I'm a construction contractor. No time during the day of my job does anybody say to me, boy, you sure better know who the Vice President of the United States is so you can build that outhouse, you know, or whatever.
So the lady that just called in that you tried to humiliate with calling her voice descriptive or whatever, should she now in turn sue you because you tried to humiliate you and she felt humiliated? Hang up and listen to your answer.
I find it very unusual you'd come to her defense. You know, are you married to her or something? Yeah, okay, so he's...
Well, what's the answer?
Well, I did not humiliate her.
Well, you said she sounded like the movie phone.
I honestly thought she was one of those... I thought that was the lady who gives you the time. I swear to... Did you hear her voice?
Well, she had a very methodic and deliberate way of speaking.
She sounded just like the woman who, when you call time, that's who it is. That's why I honestly thought.
You honestly thought she was? You weren't trying to make fun of her?
No, sir, I was not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
You talked about signing a waiver.
Yes, sir.
And then all of a sudden you sign that waiver, you see your likeness on TV, and you don't like what you see, so then you want to sue for it? Is that what it was?
That's not unusual. It happens when people give an interview and they're misquoted. Often sue the publication. It's one thing to consent to an interview. It's another thing to have Jay Leno stick his hand down my pants and make me look stupid in front of millions of people.
Okay, wait, did they misquote you? Or did you actually, is that how you answered the question?
I answered the question.
What, the question was, who is the Vice President of the United States?
Yeah, I know.
And what did you answer?
I said Al Gore. And I, because of the setting. Have you ever met Jay Leno, sir?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, until you have, I don't think you can really... You know, walk in my shoes.
Well, if he asked me who the vice president is, I'm going to say Dick Cheney.
I don't think you would if you are.
If I signed a waiver and I said, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I was wrong, and they put that on TV, and I looked like a fool, you know what? I'd look at myself and go, Dad, I really don't know as much as I thought
right.
I did. I'm not going to sue the guy.
I'm sure you would, sir.
If I sign a waiver to have somebody take my pants down and then all of a sudden they look and go, wow, I'm not as big as I thought I was, am I going to sue? No, that's my fault. I signed a waiver. I gave them permission to do that.
That's the difference between you and me. I'm standing up for myself. You go ahead and let them pants.
Well, you know, you should have stood up for yourself when he asked you the question and answered it right.
What's that?
You should have stood up for yourself at the time they asked you the question and answered it right.
I'm looking at a guy who looks as if he's got that Rocky Kid in Mask. Have you ever seen that television show?
Yeah, but is that a fair thing to say?
Well, Jay Leno's got a very unusual head. And, you know, if you're the kind of guy that wants to let someone pant you in public, have at it, friend. I don't do that.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just answer. Just because Jay Leno asked you the question. By the way, are you outside?
Yes, sir, I am.
Because I'm hearing, like, frogs or something?
It's on our property. We've got a we have a pond. We've got about 3 acres here, and about 6 months after we moved in here, I built myself a pond, which a lot of times I'll just come out to think and try to get my head cleared over when I'm having some stress. So,
all right, this gentleman, Mr. Bozell, is suing NBC and the Tonight Show for being interviewed on the jaywalking segment. Jay asked you, who's the vice president of the United States? You didn't know.
Well, that's not fair to say, because I just told you who it was.
Well, at the time, you didn't know, and you asked, and then they asked you, is Mexico north or south? And then you told him, if you're facing Mexico, it's north?
Okay. First of all, if you're looking at Mexico, if you're facing the direction Mexico is, what would you say it is?
I'd say it's south.
That doesn't make any sense. Because if you're going straight ahead, that's north. I mean, that's not north, you know, on a compass, but...
Yeah, whatever it says in the compass is what it is.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, I think all you people in entertainment are the same. You get a man on the spot, you get a man on the radio or on TV, you ask him questions, you enjoy pulling his underwear all the way off, and watching him race for the car, you know, try to find another pair. And to me, I just think it's wrong to do that in front of his family. And that's the other thing. He did it in front of my family. And Mr. Leno, as far as I know, hasn't got a family. He just drives around on a Stanley steamer all day long, looking, you know, looking strange inside of a strange, you know, he's a strange man in a strange car. Every day, a new strange car.
Well, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, though. What we're talking about is the fact that you're suing NBC. Let me ask you a question, sir, seriously. Who is the vice president of the United States?
It's Dick Cheney, sir.
All right, and Canada, is it north or is it south?
It's south.
It's north!
Sir, you just said that you're talking about Mexico, right?
No, I just said Canada.
That's not the question you asked me. You were asking me about Mexico.
All right, but I'm asking you now about Canada. Is that north or south?
I'm not prepared for you to put me on the spot. And I told my wife I'm never going to let anybody do that to me again.
But that's an easy question to answer, in my opinion.
No, sir, it's not. It's not an easy question to answer, because you have to be able to find Canada on a map.
Well, that's the whole point of that jaywalking thing, ain't it, man? To find out whether people know where Canada is on a map?
No, it's not about Canada.
It's not about Canada. It's just simple things.
That, I would say, is not that simple if you're not into geography.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
I just want to say that I think it's a little redundant for him to be getting on here saying that he's all, you know, hurt over this going on, over the humiliation, but he's turning around humiliating callers who are calling in.
What did I say to you? I didn't say nothing to you.
You didn't say anything to me, but you said something to the lady previously, and I thought that was a little...
Okay, that's one person. You said callers.
Matter.
You said callers, plural.
Doesn't matter.
Mr. Henry,
okay,
put
so
me down
because
I don't know who the vice president is, and you say callers, and you only mean one person, because that's what I'm talking about. People can misspeak.
But I'm not trying to sue you over it.
Because you made a mistake. I didn't make a mistake.
You can sit here and humiliate me all day long, but I'm not going to try and sue you over it. All the other people who have been on that show have been humiliated all the time, every day, whenever it comes on, but they're not suing for it.
Okay, ma'am, and people believed the world was flat once until a guy went out and proved it was round.
I highly doubt.
What, are you Christopher Columbus?
Logically or legally, just for the sheer fact that you signed a document, a legal document stating nothing would come of it and that you were fine with everything going on, they're going to completely overlook your case and be like, dude, I'm sorry. What you're saying is just a bunch of talk and nothing.
NBC might, but a judge may look at it a judge may look at it and say that the NBC company has no right to pull your underwear off in front of 50 million people.
They do it to people every time they do that jaywalk, jay show thing, whatever. Every time they do it.
Okay.
Humiliate somebody. Does
right.
that mean that they're going to have to compensate every person who's been on that show for the last however many years that it's been on because okay. of your case? Is that what you're saying?
Ma'am, they used to think that if you had epilepsy, you were possessed by a demon. Well, guess what?
Okay,
you're
well,
not.
That's,
see,
that
that's the whole difference
either,
between me and you.
No,
you
it's
allow yourself.
Here nor there.
You
it's
allow
here nor there.
You allow yourself to have your panty. You know, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but to have your bra ripped off, and I don't. And
okay, it,
what is this thing?
Okay,
you know,
I've had honestly, to be honest with you, I've had gum thrown in my hair. I've had my pants pulled down in public. I've had bottles thrown at me. I've had all these numerous things done to me to humiliate me. But look, I've moved on. Trying to sue these people.
But I don't know if you're emotionally scarred by it.
No, I'm
See,
not
you,
at all.
Well, okay, I'll take your word for it. Jesus. I'm
See,
sure.
And now you're, now you're trying to humiliate me.
Ma'am, that's like
Here's
me.
Here's your callers, myself and the female before me.
Ma'am, that's
and
like
you
me.
Have an issue with females.
Ma'am, that's like me saying to Ted Bundy, hey, Ted, are you a murderer? No. Oh, okay, I'll take your word for it.
Okay,
you gotta
your,
be kidding
your little
me.
Analogies here make absolutely no sense. Seriously.
No,
they
I think they make total sense. Mr.
You know,
Henry, is the host there? Is the
You're
host there?
Yes, I'm here.
Episodes and
well,
all this other
I'm
stuff.
Saying that.
Are you trying to say, Steve, that you're groundbreaking, that nobody else has done it before?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And so, therefore, you're.
What happened to you, ma'am, happened in front of a small group of people. I was humiliated in front of billions and billions and billions.
I'm sorry it's happened in front of a whole school. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, how many is that? Like 10?
I didn't sue the school for it. I didn't go after the students or the teachers or the faculty, nothing. Because you know what? It's life.
Because you didn't have the courage to stand up there.
You got humiliated, and you're trying to get your little piece of life now. You're trying to get yours from NBC, and it's pointless.
Ma'am.
You shouldn't be trying it.
You don't see the difference between having your shorts yanked down in front of one school and a whole billion and billions of people.
Doesn't matter. I didn't see it. And I'm sure half the callers in this on listening to this haven't seen it.
Well, I'm sorry, but your assumptions.
I have no idea what you look like. Didn't even know who Dick Cheney was. You know, that's on you. You answered the questions wrong. You signed the waiver, and now NBC's and a judge, because you signed the waiver, a judge is going to say, you know what?
You should check your TiVo.
It's a bunch of malarkey. It's just a bunch.
Well, ma'am, I would suggest you TiVo this program and see what happened to me.
I will TiVo it. You don't think I got TiVo? I got TiVo. And I'm just as uneducated as you are, let me tell you. I'm
oh,
a
really?
Cable installer, got all this madness going on, but you know what?
Okay, let me ask you, Mr. Henry, why don't you try to humiliate her like you did me?
What, I didn't try to humiliate you, man. All I asked you was, where's Canada?
All right, ask her.
Okay, Kelly, is Canada north or south?
Canada is north. Mexico is south.
Yeah, because you already gave the answer on the air. Ask her a question that you didn't ask.
I can't. Okay, you have to stop and understand,
ask her a question she doesn't know.
I cannot hear anything he's saying because my radio's turned down. My radio has been turned down since I called in. Therefore, I have no idea what he's asking. I have no idea what he's saying. I know that Canada is north, and I know that Mexico is south. It's common sense.
You probably heard that someplace, but...
All right, well, let me ask you another question.
If
hey,
you look on a map, it shows you. Why do you got to hear it somewhere? When you
ma'am,
look on a map, it shows you.
I think
a compass tells you.
Because you got your boyfriend there feeding you answers, I'm supposed to go,
had
oh,
a boyfriend.
Boy, you're a...
I'm a lesbian, thank you. Lesbian here.
Okay, like
Hold
I said.
On.
All right, like I said.
You know, not even trying to have no dudes on my
All right, ma'am, like
you
I
know,
said.
You
like
can't
I said.
Even pull that, and now you're trying to humiliate me again.
Hold on, like I said.
You had to pull that in there.
You got your boyfriend there, and she's
I
giving you all the answers.
I don't have a boyfriend. Again, I am a lesbian.
Ma'am,
you know,
I don't...
That's why I'm a cable installer. Let's stop and think about this. I install cable. I have a man's job.
So, straight women don't do that? Ooh, got you there. Boy, are you
actually,
racist.
You know what?
You're being
the
racist.
The only two that I've known in cable, my boss and the other girl who worked there, were both lesbian or whatever. So, ooh, gotcha. You have no idea what you're talking about,
excuse
dude.
Me. Was your boss a dude?
No, she's female.
He's female. See, that's how they talk. Boy, I'll tell you.
I mean, how they talk. Look, let's get back to the point here. How did we get on the sexual orientation of this caller?
Because she's got her boyfriend there, and she's giving her all the answers.
I wish I had a boyfriend. Seriously, wish I had a boyfriend. I had an abusive ex-husband who beat the crap out of me, then gave me two kids. Now I'm raising two kids all by myself. You think I want a boyfriend so I can have all the madness that you're giving me?
Well, let me ask you this, ma'am. Are you the boyfriend in this relationship? Yes or no?
That's none of your
boyfriend in this relationship?
Yeah, are you? See, because is
and
there
you're
one?
In my relationship? Yes, I think I was in man. I'm the man. I got it handled. I know what's up, man.
Okay, right there. See, what she's just doing right there is what Leno did to me. And
no,
I'm sure there's plenty of women that want to do that to me.
You did it to me. Oh, she got her boyfriend there. She got this. She got that.
You know something, ma'am?
You're trying to turn it around on everybody else instead of taking the blame on yourself like you should.
You know what, ma'am?
You're trying to put
Why don't
it off
you
on everybody else.
And your girlfriend go downstairs, get the plunger handle, have yourself a great Friday night.
I don't need that. I don't need to go get the plunger handle, man. And
okay.
Again, you're humiliating. I'm not falling blows below the belt like
hey, how
you
come,
are.
How come you gave up on a man just because one beat you up?
Because it doesn't matter about that. That's not the point. You're going below the belt. You're humiliating people. Callers, thank you.
No, all
and
I said was I didn't know where Canada was.
Yourself.
I didn't know where Canada was, and now you're treating me like I'm the bitch in the relationship. And I find that...
Let's
well,
watch
are.
Our
I'm
Let's
sorry.
Watch our language, okay?
You see,
I'm sorry.
So
I didn't put myself
see how
in
they
that
hate
position.
Men? See how they hate men, Mr. Henry? I did a study on this. They
no,
hate
I
it.
Wish,
Boy, do they
I,
hate
see,
women.
All right, I got
a
break.
Men.
I got a break. Kelly, hold on for a minute.
You're going to keep her on the line? What, to further plunger handle me?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic farmer? You savvy?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I don't want for that.
Well, the lady was making some good points.
Well, you did not tell me that I was going to be debating a lesbian, and I'll tell you why that's important, Mr. Henry. Lesbians are notorious for their ability to emasculate men. That's why they're, in my opinion, that's why they're around. I think there's a lot of lesbians that are perfectly fine, and I've got no quarrel. But some of them have become lesbian because they hate men because one man beat them up. That doesn't mean all men beat them up, but now they hate all men, and they get their kicks calling up talk shows and making me look like the girl, you know, or making the guy look like he's the female in the relationship, because that's what she did. And she's talking about how she's a cable installer and everything. I'm a construction contractor, okay? I subcontract to people like that. And she's coming on my job site, all 5'2" of her, like she's packing some kind of a John Holmes piece of equipment.
All right, okay, let's get off the caller and stick with what we're talking about, how Jay Leno made you look stupid by asking you who the Vice President of the United States was.
Well, you're putting it in a way that makes me look dumb.
Well, sir, that's exactly what you're telling me. Here is Ted on the Phil Henry Show. Ted?
Yes.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to ask two questions to the gentleman. First of all, when you were with Jay Leno, did you know you were being televised?
I knew that they were... recording it or whatever they do to
okay,
play,
when
to
you,
play
when
on.
They when they asked you to sign the waiver, did they tell you what the waiver was for?
Yes, sir. It was for to appear on the Jay Leno on the Tonight Show.
You knew you answered the questions wrong. Why did you sign the waiver? You should have said, "Well, I don't want to.
Well,
I don't want
to."
Well,
they asked you to sign the waiver before, you know, and that's number one. See, and then number two, I didn't necessarily. Okay, I guess now you're going to make. You guys will make fun of me. I didn't know I got the question wrong.
You didn't know?
You didn't know you had the question wrong.
No, I was told as soon as it was done, because they were all laughing, and Jay Leno's standing there laughing. Boy, I'll tell you, just between you and me, he's got some nerve laughing. If you take a look at his face,
sir,
he wouldn't laugh at nobody.
You're doing the same thing. Because he's not listening, you're still insulting him when he has no way of changing the way he looks.
Sir, he
that's
already...
That's a physical... where you could have changed...
You've seen Jay Leno's...
You could have said, well, what am I thinking of? It's not Al Gore. It's Dick Cheney.
You've seen Jay Leno's face, I take it.
That makes no difference.
Sir, it's easy for you to say...
Nobody has a right to criticize the way another person looks. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Oh, that's wrong, but he can yank my underwear down on national television.
No, sir.
You didn't.
You answered the questions wrong, and you were on television, and that's, you know.
You see, when a guy says, do you want to be on TV to answer questions, you think he's going to ask you your opinion about the war in Iraq or what have you.
But you've seen this segment before, right?
I've seen jaywalking, yes, sir.
Okay. You know what they do. You know the questions they ask to make people look dumb.
Well... But I didn't know that's what he was going to do to me, see?
Well, I mean, if they do it to everybody else, why wouldn't they do it to you?
Because I'm watching it on TV, but I was at City Walk, and I didn't know what they're... I was intimidated by his looking at his head, and after he asked me the question, he kept nudging it towards me. You know, his head got closer, and it was scaring me.
That's a lame excuse for answering the questions wrong.
Well, sir, until you walked in a man's shoes...
You should have said to yourself, well, you know... Or even after the show, even after that, said, look, I don't want this televised. I answered the questions wrong. I'm going to look like a fool. I don't want that waiver to go through.
You know what he'd do? He'd stand there and laugh with that face. Nah. He'd laugh and laugh and laugh, and then he'd get into his Stanley Steamer and keep on laughing.
Sir, I think you better learn to laugh at yourself.
All right, look, I got a break. Ted, thank you very much, Ted.
Well, listen,
okay,
you gonna
thank
break?
You.
He's giving me crap, and you won't let me have a response?
I've got to take a break. And we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Alexander, you're on the air with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, sir. Alexander?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, real quick, I just wanted to mention that, first of all, if he's a big fan... sir, that you would know that Jay Leno goes out and humiliates people. Okay.
Yes, sir. We've already dealt with this. I don't know where you were. I've already talked about four people about this.
Not such as a big fan. You keep saying that you're a big fan of the show, so
look,
you should know.
Google humiliated me. Google. Because I was looking for pictures of Carol Wayne, the late Carol Wayne, and I wanted them to be nude. And they kept linking me to all the wrong places, and I didn't...
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.